Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Evaluating Research Methodology for People Who Need to Read Research is an applied research methods textbook for readers who must interpret empirical studies rather than design. Full research projects of their own. Written by Francis C. Dane, with Elliot Donald Carhart associated with the third edition, identified by ISBN 1540-43-966-B3. The book is positioned for social, behavioral, education, health, and public policy fields. Its purpose is practical to help students and professionals understand how research reports are built, what methodological choices mean, and how evidence should be judged before it is used in coursework, policy, practice, or professional decision-making. The book emphasizes quantitative and empirical research, while also introducing the range of settings in which studies appear, including experimental, field, archival, and evaluation research. Its genre is introductory methodology, but its orientation is distinctive because it treats the reader as a consumer and evaluator of research, not primarily as a future researcher producing original studies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading research as an evidence consumer rather than as a study designer. A central contribution of the book is its shift in emphasis from producing research to evaluating research that already exists. Many methods textbooks assume that the learner is preparing to design a study, collect data, and write a report. This book instead addresses the common academic and professional situation in which a reader must decide whether a published study is understandable, credible, and useful. That distinction affects the whole instructional approach. The reader needs enough methodological knowledge to recognize what a study claims, what evidence supports the claim, and what limitations weaken it, but does not need exhaustive training in every technical procedure. The book, therefore, treats research literacy as a practical competence. It helps readers ask disciplined questions about purpose, variables, design, measurement, sampling, analysis, and interpretation. This is especially relevant in fields where professionals depend on research but are not primarily researchers, such as nursing, education, social work, public health, and policy. The value of this approach is that it prevents passive acceptance of findings. Readers learn that a published article is not automatically reliable, simply because it is formal, statistical, or peer-reviewed. They must still be examined as an argument built from methods, evidence, and interpretation. Secondly, breaking down the structure of empirical research reports. The book gives sustained attention to the form of research reports because structure is one of the first barriers for inexperienced readers. Empirical articles are often dense, compressed, and organized according to disciplinary conventions that can make them seem more technical than they actually are. By explaining the typical functions of sections, such as introduction, method, results, and discussion, the book helps readers locate information efficiently and understand how each part contributes to the overall claim. The introduction usually frames the problem and prior literature. The method explains how evidence was generated. The results present the analysis. And the discussion interprets meaning, implications, and limitations. Knowing this structure allows readers to avoid treating an article as a continuous essay and instead inspect it as a sequence of research decisions. The book also highlights accessing research, which is important because evaluation begins before reading the article itself. Readers must learn how to find relevant studies, distinguish empirical reports from opinion or commentary, and recognize bibliographic and database conventions. This focus is practical rather than merely procedural. A reader who understands report structure can diagnose where uncertainty enters the study, whether in the question asked, the sample used, the measure selected, the analysis performed, or the conclusions drawn. Thirdly, comparing experimental, field, archival, and evaluation research. The book introduces several major forms of empirical inquiry, reflecting the fact that research evidence does not come from one uniform model. Experimental research is valuable because manipulation and control can strengthen causal inference, but it may sacrifice some naturalness or external relevance. Field research can capture behavior in more realistic settings, but it often involves less control over alternative explanations. Archival research uses existing records or data sources, allowing researchers to study questions that may be impractical or impossible to examine directly, though the available data may not match the ideal measures for the question. Evaluation research focuses on programs, policies, or interventions, often asking whether something works in a specific applied context. By comparing these modes, the book teaches readers not to use a single checklist mechanically. A valid criticism of one design may not apply in the same way to another. For example, lack of laboratory control may be a weakness in a causal experiment, but a predictable feature of a field study designed to maximize ecological relevance. This comparative treatment encourages contextual judgment. Readers learn to ask whether the chosen method fits the research question and whether the conclusions stay within the limits of the design. Fourthly, evaluating measurement. But variables, sampling, and bias before accepting conclusions. A major part of responsible research evaluation is looking beneath the conclusion to the operational details that produced it. The book emphasizes concepts such as variables, operational definitions, measurement, validity, reliability, sampling, and bias, because these determine whether a study has actually examined what it claims to examine. A concept such as learning, stress, prejudice, health behavior, or program effectiveness must be translated into observable indicators. If that translation is weak, even sophisticated statistical analysis cannot rescue the conclusion. Sampling raises a related issue. A study can be internally coherent but still have limited relevance if the participants, records, or cases do not represent the population to which the conclusion is applied. Bias can enter through participant selection, measurement procedures, researcher expectations, missing data, or the social context in which responses are produced. The book encourages readers to see these issues as interpretive checkpoints rather than isolated definitions to memorize. When evaluating a study, the key question is not simply whether the authors measured something, but whether the measure supports the inference being made. This perspective helps readers distinguish between a result that is statistically reported and a conclusion that is methodologically justified. Lastly, using statistics and ethics as tools for judging research credibility. The book treats statistics and ethics as essential parts of evaluating research rather than as separate technical topics. Statistical information helps readers understand what the data show, how strong an observed pattern may be, and whether a conclusion depends on chance, association, comparison, or prediction. The aim is not to turn readers into statisticians, but to make them less vulnerable to superficial interpretations of numbers. Readers need to recognize the difference between statistical significance and practical importance, between correlation and causation, and between a numerical result and a defensible explanation. Ethics adds another layer of evaluation. Research can be methodologically clever yet ethically questionable if it mishandles consent, confidentiality, risk, deception, or participant welfare. Ethical standards also matter for readers, because research findings often influence real decisions about people, programs, and institutions. The book, therefore, frames evaluation as both technical and responsible. A reader must ask whether a study was designed and conducted in a way that respects participants, produces interpretable evidence, and communicates limitations honestly. This combined treatment of analysis and ethics reinforces the idea that credible research is not created by numbers alone. It depends on transparent procedures, appropriate inference, and responsible use. In conclusion, evaluating research is best suited for students and professionals who regularly encounter empirical articles, but do not need a full manual on designing independent research projects. It is especially useful for upper-level undergraduates, graduate students, and practitioners in psychology, sociology, education, public health, nursing, social work, policy, and related applied fields. The practical benefit is research literacy readers become better able to find studies, understand their structure, identify methodological choices, interpret basic statistical claims, and judge whether conclusions are warranted. The intellectual benefit is a more disciplined attitude toward evidence. Instead of accepting research because it appears formal or rejecting it because it is technical, readers learn to evaluate how claims are built. Compared with many research methods texts, the book stands out because it is organized around the needs of the reader as a consumer of research. It does not overwhelm beginners with the full burden of planning and executing studies, yet it still introduces the concepts needed to inspect empirical work carefully. Its coverage of multiple research types, report structure, measurement, bias, ethics, and analysis makes it a broad introductory guide. Readers seeking advanced methodological depth may need additional specialized texts, but for developing confident, critical engagement with research literature, this book occupies a clear and practical niche. If you would like to support Francis C. Dane, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.